Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. This will be a show business-centered one for the most part. Of course, this morning, the Oscar nominations came out. A couple of surprises, a couple of snubs. Overall, pretty much what Glenn Whip from the LA Times reported, which I reported here yesterday, in almost every category. So, pretty good overall recognition of all different kinds of movies in the theater world or the movie world this past year. So we will see what shakes out when the actual Oscars are announced on February 24th from the Dolby Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, where I've been a few times, kind of a cool place. Hey, on a little bit of a lesser note, you know, we really enjoy the tribute concerts that come to Prescott. Got some good ones coming up. In fact, this Friday at the Elks Theater, Laura Berger takes the stage with her great tribute to Linda Ronstadt. Of course, Ronstadt from Arizona. And I will have Laura Berger on this show for a phone conversation on Thursday. Coming up Friday, February 1st, a week from Friday, it'll be Turn the Page, one of the most popular recurring tribute shows at the Elks. That is the live Bob Seger tribute. And then coming up on Saturday, February 16th, the Troubadour Experience, a tribute to the legendary George Strait. Those are coming your way at the Prescott Elks Theater. Just to give you an idea of how old the turn of the year to 2019 makes some of us feel, look back at this. Now, this is 50 years ago. According to our friends at Remind Magazine, that's the great baby boomer nostalgia pop culture magazine, these TV series made their premieres in 1969. First episodes, you ready for this? This is Tom Jones, the variety show that over its last 10 minutes had Tom on stage by himself performing. The Johnny Cash Show, Johnny Cash Show premiered on ABC 50 years ago in June. Hee-Haw made its debut in June of 1969. It's a creator and co-producer, by the way, was Sam Lovallo, whose son manages the Arizona Diamondbacks. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Made its debut in September. The Archie Comedy Hour, also in September, as well as Room 222 with Lloyd Haynes as the school teacher. The Courtship of Eddie's Father debuted in September, as did Marcus Welby, M.D., with Robert Young. Medical Center, which was originally called USC Medical Center. The Brady Bunch, imagine that, made its debut in September of 1969, as well as Love American Style and Sesame Street. Now, here's the real killer. If you think you know those old classic TV series, these are the ones that had their finales 50 years ago. In April, it was the last episode of The Mothers-in-Law. In May, the final episode of Gomer Pyle, USMC, as Jim Nabors went into a singing career. Peyton Place, the ABC evening soap opera on Tuesdays, ended in 1969 in June. Star Trek ended its run in June of 69 after, believe it or not, only 2 years in prime time, just 2 years. The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, which people seem to think ran for 10 years, only ran for two. It ended in April of 69, as did The Match Game, hosted, of course, back in those days by Gene Rayburn. He was the host for 7 years, the guy with the super long microphone. Gene Rayburn, by the way, was also a New York disc jockey and Broadway musical buff. He, in fact, took over for Dick Van Dyke in, what was the, Bye Bye Birdie. Yeah, he took over the lead in Bye Bye Birdie so Dick Van Dyke could audition for and get the lead in what became the Dick Van Dyke Show. Small world. Well, Tom Agostino's in the house, and he's got some great shows coming up to talk about, and that's coming your way next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Bob Dean at Affinity RV. With our everyday low prices, we don't have sales often, but our manufacturers are continuing to offer us some amazing factory incentives on 2018 RVs, and we're passing those savings directly to you. We have over 40 models that have been discounted up to 40%. Motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels priced below dealer cost, combined with factory incentives, saves you big money. This is your chance to save thousands on new RVs while they last at Affinity RV. Save up to 40% on models from Winnebago, Grand Design, Jayco, Open Range, Keystone, and Lance. These models are already pre-priced at a guaranteed lowest price. That means no haggling, no stressful negotiations. Just come in and let our team find your perfect match. Visit us online anytime at AffinityRV.com or stop by any Affinity RV location, Willow Creek Road in Prescott, Highway 69 Prescott Valley and Dewey. Seize the day. Start your new year off right and save up to 40% while these RVs last only at Affinity RV.
For some kids, childhood means basketball games and family picnics. But for others, it means abuse, neglect, and a life of hurt. You can do something about it. Local court-appointed special advocates, CASA volunteers, stand up for these children and change their lives. Find out how you can change a life of hurt into one of hope. Training starts soon. Call 928-771-3165 or visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org. A child needs you.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 209. Always great to have a friend in the house. Tom Agostino is here. Tom, the last time you were here a few weeks ago, I asked, how in the world do you juggle all these balls in the air? And now they're all coming home because you've got some big events coming up both this weekend and in 2 weeks. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, the main thing I have to say is they're going really good, so there's not a lot of worry happening. Mm-hmm. Both events seem to be resonating with the community, and mm-hmm. people are supporting it, and so, yay!
You know, a lot of the acts that are coming in town for your Giants of Folk, they play here several times. Do they tend to get the same people every time and build on their following when they come that often?
Almost, but what I like to do is combine different genres. So you have people like, you know, we have this wonderful musician in town, Jet Montana, who's doing the Hank Williams group, The Lonesome Whistle, where they recreate Hank Williams note by note.
Really?
And these guys are like all first-rate musicians. But now Jet mostly plays in like little clubs around town or in the Granite Creek Brewery or something. So this is an opportunity for him to actually reach a big audience that he normally wouldn't get to, and they wouldn't get to hear him. So this is really fun because you can have somebody like Art Pedell, who is from the New Christy Minstrels, who all his life has played in front of giant audiences.
Sure.
But he gets to kind of pave the way for some of these guys who don't get to play for these kind of crowds.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the crowd issue because when I was a teenager and following the big arena acts, you know, like Three Dog Night and Elton John and Steppenwolf and stuff like this, I used to wonder what's going to happen to these bands when they get older and they have much, much smaller crowds. And in St. Louis in the early 90s, it just so turned out, Three Dog Night played that town three times in 1 year. Mm-hmm. All three shows were free. And they had maybe a couple hundred people each time. Yeah. And I also saw Davy Jones, the former Monkey. I saw him playing a side stage at the San Diego State Fair or San Diego County Fair. Maybe 100 people.
Yeah.
But you know what? They seemed to love the smaller venue and being so much closer to their fans and the personal touch.
Yeah, and they still can do it. They still can do what they love. They still can tour and do county fairs 150 days of the year.
Sure.
Get the nice gig, maybe do a Vegas couple of days. They still do what they love, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Paul Simon had a great song about it, and he did a movie, One Trick Pony.
Sure.
You know, if you've had one hit in your career, if you're a musician, and if you had one song that charted, you can make a living for the rest of your life.
I would imagine that might be tough, though, in one way, because every show you do, everybody is waiting
for that song.
One song, and you're going to save it for the end of the of the set, aren't you? You know what? Do you remember a country singer named K.T. Oslin?
Yeah.
She had a hit called 80s Ladies in the late 80s, and I went to see her at the Illinois State Fair in DuQuoin, where she was opening for, I believe, Alabama. And she did something I have never seen an act do before. Now, her biggest hit at that point, by leaps and bounds, was 80s Ladies. She opened with it. You talk about some courage.
Yeah.
She almost challenged everybody to sit through her set. And it was a terrific set.
Yeah.
But she did her biggest hit first. I couldn't believe it. Would you ever do something like that if you were in her shoes?
Depends on how much I believed in my material.
Uh-huh.
and how much I wanted you to forget that that's what I did because this is who I am. And you're taking a risk.
Oh, big time. But you know what?
If you're good.
Well, I wonder, too, since I'm sure there were a lot of people there primarily to see the headliner who may have never heard
of K.T. Oslin.
Maybe you're going to do that song first. Oh, that's who this gal is.
If you're opening,
maybe I'll stick. Yeah,
you got a whole different thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I always play my hit at the end.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's funny. We're talking about opening acts. I may have bounced this off you before, but there was a book written many years ago by a guy whose whole career was opening for big headliners, and the name of his book is "Get Off the Stage."
Yeah,
so I'm sure any opening act has probably heard that at some point.
Yeah. Well, one of the artists who we're having at our Giants of Folk, who we're interpreting, is Towns Van Zandt, the great Texan songwriter, artist. And Towns had a very short, tragic life, but his influence on the music scene is vast. And he's known for, he wrote Pancho and Lefty is his biggest song. And he's known for, at his schedule, I'm going to do now a medley of my hit.
A medley of my hit.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Wow. Well, a little humor goes a long way, doesn't it?
And he would do Pancho and Lefty. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned tragic. And I remember working in a restaurant in St. Louis the night we had the radio on in the dining room. And they broke the news that Elvis Presley had died. And the next morning, the newspaper had a quote from a Memphis recording executive when he was asked, what's your reaction to Elvis dying? And he said, good career move. Well, of course, Elvis was only 42, and that was a very cynical thing to say, but there's some truth to it, too.
Yeah, but Lord.
You know, with as much as you know about folk and country and stuff like this, every country singer at some point in his career talks about old Hank. Do you think Hank Williams Sr. would be the legend he is today had he not died at such a young age?
No. Uh-uh. Not at all. He would be remembered, and he'd probably have it. In some ways, he might have influenced more musicians and had a cooler career and done other things. But part of Hank Williams'
mythology
is that he died really young, and he lived so tragic. He was such a tragic figure, even when he was alive. And especially at that time, you don't know about artists as much. Now you know everything about every artist. You
sure.
know what they ate for breakfast and mm-hmm. everything you do is. Then it was there was mystery. You heard rumors. You heard little bits of things. You heard little tales about him. And so there was that mystery. And then he died so young and so, mm-hmm. again, tragically.
Yeah. Well, when I lived in San Diego in the downtown Gaslamp Quarter, it was a very nice restaurant and jazz club. Jim Croce. I mean, would he have been able to afford that had he not died young and his album got played on the air all the time?
Look at Tom Chapin, his brother, Harry Chapin.
Harry Chapin,
his brother. I mean, when you look at Harry Chapin's career and his influence, it was massive.
Mm-hmm.
Musicians looked up to him. He was like the king of New York.
Sure.
He had, you know, Taxi and, mm-hmm. and you know, the song about
Cats in the Cradle.
And he started the Y Hunger Foundation. He was like a big personality besides mm-hmm. being a great musician. And he died very, very young, mm-hmm. you know.
You've had Tom Chapin in several times, right? You've gotten to know him well.
Yeah.
And when and where is he playing in town?
He's doing a special performance for the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council, which is making a comeback.
Yes.
And we're bringing him here this Friday night. Friday night at the Tiz Gallery Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Tiz Gallery right on Whiskey Row?
Right across from the courthouse.
Yeah, beautiful gallery. Third floor of the Tiz, if you've never been up there,
it's nice.
Beautiful ballroom.
I saw Milt Cannon do a jazz concert up there a couple of years ago.
It's such a pretty room. It's mm-hmm. very small, very intimate, holds about 75 people, is the most we can fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Overlooks, of course, the courthouse. Really nice. So we're having a very intimate evening with Tom Chapin. And McDougal Street West, our Peter, Paul, and Mary guys are going to open for him. They want to meet him.
Wow, how cool
is that? They called me up. They said, can we open for Tom? We want to meet him and hang out with him.
Sure, sure.
I said, as long as you bring the sound system, you're in.
didn't Tom also cut some albums years ago of kids' music?
Well, he's known as much as a family musician as anything. Yeah. This Pretty Planet, Dog in the Cradle, and I mean, he's a huge family artist. In fact, John Glenn, when John Glenn was circling around the globe, mm-hmm. every morning would wake up to This Pretty Planet.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, so he has made a big influence in his family music. But this will be more an evening concert.
Yeah.
There'll be wine and hors d'oeuvres, and you can, we have a really nice auction. In fact, the Folk Sessions is an auctioning off a house concert.
Nice.
We talk to you, we pick the artist who you most like, and we'll do a house concert. And you can go to the Folk Sessions page. I have a thing on our Folk Sessions homepage about mm-hmm. the concert. But you can go to Facebook and follow PAHC, P-A-A-H-C, Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get your tickets through Eventbrite.
Don't you have a VIP event going for this, or is it for the Giants of Folk?
That's for the Giants of Folk.
And we will talk about that in just a moment with Tom Agostino on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Think about all of the things you want from a great dealership. Low pressure, clean and comfortable environment, great products, big selection, knowledgeable consultants. There's one dealership that has all of that and more. Findlay Toyota Prescott. We'll exceed your expectations of a great dealership. Our sales staff aren't salespeople. They're product specialists, and they aren't commissioned. They're on salary. So when you meet with one of our specialists, there's no need to be anxious. They won't give you the runaround. They'll give you the info you're looking for and help make your visit a pleasant experience. Choose a vehicle from our huge selection and know you're getting a fair price. In fact, we'll meet or beat any Phoenix dealer advertised price. We're a dealership with integrity and aim to put you in a new vehicle that fits your budget and lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Ottawa Senators. Live Tuesday afternoon at 5:30, 1 a.m. 11:30 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we're back live with Tom Tom Agostino at 222. Tom and I were talking off the air about the special concert, artist reception, hors d'oeuvres, and wine coming up before the Tom Chapin concert. Tom, I understand people can still qualify for that. It's $75 for the whole package, and you can go, is it to Eventbrite.com
Yes.
To do that. That's for the Tom Chapin concert at TIS. And the $75 one includes the concert, artist reception, hors d'oeuvres, and wine. So don't forget that. And that is, of course, to benefit the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council. Since we're talking Tom Chapin, before we talk about Giants of Folk, I have to ask you, because you've dealt with Tom Chapin many, many times. My favorite radio guy in my hometown has done thousands of celebrity interviews. And when Jim Belushi was making the rounds touting the movie About Last Night, my radio guy started asking him some questions about John Belushi. And the guy immediately stopped the interview.
Uh-huh.
He said, any questions about John Belushi in this interview is over.
Right.
Have you ever witnessed that in someone like Tom Chapin, whose brother Harry was so famous? Of course, Harry died at a young age, too, which only, you know, increased, of course, his fame. But have you ever seen any kind of resentment like that from any other artist?
The closest thing that I wouldn't call it resentment was we had the pleasure back maybe 14 years ago when we first started the Folk Sessions to be the Prescott producer of a series of concerts, and one of them was Roseanne Cash at the Elks. This is like 14 years ago, probably, maybe 12, 13, but long time ago. And this was not very long after Johnny Cash had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the honor of being her chaperone and taking her around town and hanging out. And she asked me when we were in the lobby, she says, when I sign autographs, please stand really close to me because people think they know me because they love John.
Sure.
And they get overly affectionate and demonstrative, and it gets scary.
Really?
And we did have an incident where this one person was like, and I don't know if you know Rosie, if you've seen, she's very small.
Yeah.
She's diminutive. She's not a big, she's a very, not frail, but she's a small person. And this, and it was scary. I mean, we're standing, I felt like a bodyguard because it was, this person was wanting to really encroach on her personal space.
Wow.
And I did have to step in and just say, please, you know, give Roseanne some space.
Isn't that
so? That's the closest I've had to that kind of a thing where, where somebody just said, you know, I don't want to, not that she didn't want to talk about her dad, because in the concert, she obviously did some Johnny Cash songs and talked about her love. And
how can you not?
But there was that, you know, when they do the interview and signing autographs and that kind of thing.
You know, it was just a week ago that it was the 50th anniversary of Johnny recording his concert at Folsom Prison for the Folsom Prison Blues album. And I'll bet you that was the one time he turned down down all backstage groupies, but that's just me. By the way, on yesterday or Sunday morning, there's a wonderful show on CBS, CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley, and they were interviewing Marty Stewart. Remember him?
Yeah, sure.
Marty Stewart is opening a museum. Over the last 40 years, he has gathered all sorts of country and folk memorabilia. He's going to open a museum in his hometown of Philadelphia, Mississippi. Cool. And he was talking about Johnny Cash. He has a lot of his old suits and guitars, things like this.
He sang. He was in Johnny's band.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. They showed him.
When he was a young kid. He was like 14 years old.
Right. He did show that. Yeah. And Marty also has the last known photo of Johnny Cash just before he died. It's not a pretty picture.
Yeah.
Wow, that's some rare stuff. Anyway, you've got the Giants of Folk coming up. My goodness, on February 9th, a lot of familiar faces. Okay. This is going to be like a great big party, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not going to be just a concert. You know, what I did when I decided, you know, I always try to think of our anniversary concert something different, and I came up with the Giants all in caps. And one of the people I've had the great pleasure to come to know over the years is this gentleman named Art Pedell, who is one of the founders of the New Christy Minstrels. He was he also was part of that whole Greenwich Village scene we were just talking about. He's the guy who introduced Paul and Mary for Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
He was part of Artie and Paul before Paul and Simon. You know?
Sure.
And so he was a big part of that scene, and then he went out west and he got a job at the Troubadour, and he met the guy who started Randy Sparks, and they started in Minstrels. He was roommates with Roger McGuinn and Hoyt Axton. He was neighbors to Carol King when she
wrote.
So he knows it all, and he's now he lives in L.A. and he has a podcast and a storyteller. He wrote a book from Greenwich to Laguna about the whole history of that folk revival. And a few years ago, we recreated the Bitter End at PCA, and we did a weekend of the Bitter End at
Greenwich
PCA.
Village.
Wasn't that fun?
Sure.
That was really fun. So I invited Art to come and basically take us on a journey through music. And I've invited all my musical friends who do these people. Not people say, will you do this? These are people who actually, you know, McDougal Street West, they are Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Sure.
Right? Lonesome Whistle is Hank Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Newman does Woody Guthrie. That just, you won't believe how good he is. Ron Skelton is going to do Gordon Lightfoot. So we're going to just recreate all this great folk music. And it's not going to just be act. It's going to be a story. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a narrative that takes you on this tour of the music scene. We had a little side trip to Texas. Gail Steiger is going to do some Texas. We're going to do some towns. It's going to be really, really fun. You know?
Speaking of stories, you told me during the break that the great George Clooney movie, the Coen Brothers picture, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? There's a connection between that and the Giants of Folk concert, right?
Well, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It by the Coen Brothers and the other movie they did, which is Llewyn Davis.
Inside Llewyn Davis.
Really are the history of this kind of music.
Yeah.
And the Coen Brothers, some of the songs they did, we're going to do one of their songs in the show that it was made famous in the Coen Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a fan of this kind of music, they capture the feeling of it. They're almost like two parts of a trilogy. If you see Oh Brother Art Thou and then you see Inside Llewyn Davis, it's the next step of the movie. I'm waiting for the next one they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
Those are two great movies about the roots of music. And of course, Inside Llewyn Davis was also the breakout movie for Oscar Isaac. What a wonderful actor. Boy, he's done some good roles. Good stuff. One last question.
Let me tell you, listeners, a special thing for your listeners, DJ. Only your listeners.
Okay.
No, if you just happen to be listening to the show, close your ears. I'm kidding.
No.
But if you go to our website, folksessions.com, we have a special $10 off coupon for our friends because...
And this for the Giants of Folk?
For the Giants of Folk.
Okay.
We already got the show paid for by sponsors and stuff. So the show's already paid for. So we want to have a full house and we want everybody singing. So you can get $10 off. Go to folksessions.com.
Is there some code they should enter?
Yeah, well, it'll show you the code. Is when you go to go to the Elks to buy a ticket and use the code radio.
Radio. Okay, there you are. Use radio, $10 off. How do you beat that? We've got Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB in the house. Before we get to her, coming up after the local and state news and weather, one last question for Tom Agostino.
Yes.
Tom, as an impresario, you bring a lot of acts into town, and there are different challenges for each one, I know. But a couple months ago, you brought in Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Yes.
He was 87.
87.
When you have a performer who has that kind of situation, shall we say, what kinds of demands are placed on the impresario?
For Ramblin' Jack, the most one was that we had to make sure he didn't wander off because he likes to go to local bars and hang out and meet people. So I had to make sure he stayed in the...
That's not what I expected. I'll be darned. Yeah. You know, with all these... Have you ever gotten a really weird demand in a contract writer?
Such you know, as? In fact, I have in my writers when I send them back, I have no prima donna requests. It's
really?
In all caps.
Nice.
You know, it's folk music. They're not asking for extravagance, but they're asking for, we want locally sourced beer that can't be made from more than 20 miles away. Or we want, you know, things like that. Or we want a bottle of Patron, you know, and no.
And the reason I ask that is because there was one local promoter, I can't remember who it was, who told me that sometimes these outrageous contract writer demands are made just to make sure you're reading the contract.
That's really all it is. They want to make sure that you're paying attention. I've actually had some of the bands come and kid me about my no prima donna request.
They thought
that was really funny.
But it's good to not have prima donnas. I appreciate that. Tom Agostino, keep in mind, folksessions.com, Tom Chapin, Giants of Folk, all coming to Prescott. Great stuff. Don't forget that. That is thefolksessions.com. And a phone number, Tom? That is phone number
777-1370.
And that's the Elks
Theater.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us again today on Q&A. We've got local and state news and weather, and then a chat coming up with Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Join the Arizona Cardinals season ticket waitlist, and you'll have the chance to select your seats before the general public. The 2019 home schedule features traditional NFC West matchups with the Seahawks, 49ers, and Rams. Plus, the Falcons, Panthers, Browns, and Steelers will visit State Farm Stadium.
Rise up, Red Sea, let's hear it!
Call 602-379-0102 or visit azcardinals.com/tickets.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy for pros to save big on the tools they can rely on every day, like Hitachi pneumatic power tools. Now you can save $40 on a Hitachi 15-gauge 2.5-inch finishing nailer, just $129. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Stop by the Pro Desk to speak to a dedicated pro associate today. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 130. While supplies last. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Love is out there. It may be in the arms of a family after a cross-country road trip or the perfect campsite somewhere along miles of unpaved trail. Findlay Subaru Prescott has the way for you to find it just about anywhere. Like a shiny new 2019 Outback built to take you to the place you've never been. Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive carries you with exceptional stability and a quick response to driving conditions. Get years of reliable driving and 28 combined miles per gallon from the legendary Subaru Boxer engine and state-of-the-art continuously variable transmission. All new 2019 Outback models are offered right now for as low as 0% APR or lease for as low as $275 per month. And a portion of each sale is donated to the Launchpad Learning Center in Prescott. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers OAC for well-qualified buyers. Other rates and payment terms available. Incentives cannot be combined. Standard 2.5i model code KDB-01. $19.99 due with lease signing. Zero security deposit. 36-month lease. Must take delivery from retailer stock by January 31st, 2019.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 22nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. An 18-year-old Phoenix resident who went missing during an ATV ride Sunday afternoon has been found safe.
John Osa was riding ATVs at around 4 p.m. with his father near the town of Crown King when the two got separated. Osa was lost and he ran out of gas. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says,
John did a good thing by sheltering in place. He was able to find an abandoned mobile home and stay there overnight and then make himself known at daybreak where he was seen by our Rescue 1 helicopter team.
Devlin explains Osa was in good shape.
The YCSO helicopter was able to pick him up. He was very grateful for the efforts of rescue personnel, and we are glad that the event turned out well.
Osa wasn't carrying a cell phone at the time of the incident. Family and friends checked the area before the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office was notified. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Mostly sunny, very cold and windy with highs today only near 42 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling overnight to a breezy 22, then warming Wednesday to a sunny 51, Thursday and Friday to 56. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a mostly sunny and breezy high near 49 today, 57 tomorrow, up to 63 Thursday and Friday, chilling after bedtime to a breezy 26. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQ&A. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at kqna.com. Stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
KQ&A is the place to be. Super Bowl Sunday. Starting at noon, KQ&A brings you the most in-depth radio coverage, getting you ready for Super Bowl 53. Then at 3 p.m., it's the one and only official Super Bowl 53 pregame, taking you right to kickoff at 4:35. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday exclusively on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Country Bank, the Arizona Cardinals, Findlay Automotive Group, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, Little Dealer Little Prices, Northern Arizona Heating and Air, Prescott Resort, Outdoor Sports, Prescott True Value, and Wallach and Volk. If it's Super Bowl Sunday, it's the talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A.
Windfall Willie here from the Arizona Lottery. What are the odds of a sub-zero blizzard hitting Phoenix? Not good. How about the odds of winning a wrestling match against a barrel of rattlesnakes? Even worse. For the best odds, play my newest game, Triple Twist. With overall odds of 1 in 7.9, your chances of winning have never been better. Hoo-wee! Play Triple Twist today for just $2. Comparison of odds based upon current Arizona Lottery draw games only.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back at 2:39 with our favorite consumer watchdog. Marilyn Huffman is here on behalf of the Yavapai BBB, and I bet this time of year, Marilyn, because it is tax time, you're busier than usual, aren't you?
Yes, we are. That is true.
What kinds of things can people do to combat tax fraud?
There's a lot you can do. So if you get tax information delivered electronically, which is happening more and more now with companies, from your employer, then you want to make sure you treat that information with caution. So exercise the same kind you would with a hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's in a safe file if you're going to save it on your computer. Make sure your computer has virus protection if possible. You want to make sure that you are on guard for red flags. So if there's misspellings that you see or things that look like that looks like the seal or that looks like the IRS's logo, but I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely want to make sure that you check this stuff out. And obviously, you definitely want to make sure that if you receive a call, quote unquote, from the IRS, because they do make phone calls now on behalf of the IRS for collection.
There are third parties authorized by IRS. Yeah.
There's four specific companies. If you need to know that information, we do have that mm-hmm. information for you. But you will still receive a letter from them before you ever get a phone call.
Right. That is key to know, because the IRS and their authorized agents do not call first, period. And one of the reasons I've learned is because if they do call you, you're going to have that letter in hand with a reference number that they can use. And it's ironic that you were available today, because for the last 3 months, I have had today's entire show set aside for Brian Watson, who is a criminal investigator agent for the IRS. But because of the partial government shutdown, he couldn't make his rounds today. So he's basically out of work until that whole thing is settled. But they are still, of course, processing returns. And Brian is always adamant about what the IRS will and will not do. And the first one is, they're not going to call you out of the blue. They're going to send you a letter with a reference number and point-by-point things about why they want to talk to you. That's so important.
Absolutely. They'll make it very, very clear why they are reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
Just as other big companies that we hear about, like Microsoft and Google, and their yeah. names get thrown about or bandied about by scammers all the time. But it's
sure.
just like that, where the Attorney General's office is not going to call you.
Yeah.
They will not threaten either. That's yeah. another big report that we get, is people who have had fear tactics used against them, where they're basically, we had a gentleman 2 weeks ago where he received a phone call and he called us very upset because they had contacted his work and basically threatened, you know, to reveal personal private information about his quote unquote tax evasion. I mean, these are the kind of things where you just have to hang up and take a deep breath.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do appreciate you reporting it, because it will help warn other people. If they're threatening arrest,
yeah.
the IRS is not going to come.
They don't work that way.
No.
And, you know, locally we were seeing the same thing. People threatening with utility shutoffs. That was a scam, too.
Mm-hmm.
APS and other utilities, they're simply not going to do that. First of all, it's not ethical. Second, it's not good business.
Correct.
You don't want your people running away from you. And the IRS, and I've mentioned before in previous shows how I was involved in paying back taxes for 7 years. And nobody ever gave me a hard time about it. They said, if for some reason you can't pay for a few months, just let us know. We'll set up a new pay plan for you, less per month. We'll make it possible for you. And they could not have been more compatible. I mean, they were just working with me every step of the way. We got the bill paid off. There was no fear. You know, yeah, sure, I paid some interest, not a whole lot, but still, we worked together and I never had reason to fear anything.
That's very true. They're incredibly willing to work with you to set up payments,
mm-hmm.
probably because they really do want your money.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And they learned a long time ago you can attract more with honey than with vinegar, right?
Absolutely. You certainly can. I had a similar situation also where I was young and dumb at an employer. I didn't pay attention. I didn't fill out the state form properly,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't have enough withheld, and I ended up owing money, even though I was making, I think, $7 an hour.
Braggart.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. So those are the kind of things where I learned quickly, I better pay attention to my own stuff, to my own figures, to my own private, personal money, finances, information. And then on top of that, it's not a bad thing to just call and say, I had an issue, but you reach out. They don't reach out to you. Your car mechanic doesn't contact you and say, by the way, we think your fuel pump's going to go out this week.
Right.
They don't do that. So it should be you contacting them if you have an issue.
You know, speaking of financial matters, when I lived in California, I found out that if you have a child that you want to get a show business job for, movie, TV, commercial, music video, whatever, you are required to open up a Coogan account. Have you ever heard of those?
That's a newer thing that I've just learned about.
Well, any people my age will remember Jackie Coogan as Uncle Fester from TV's The Addams Family.
Oh, nice.
And long before that, he was the kid in the Charlie Chaplin films. And he made millions before he was even 10 years old. And his parents squandered every dime of it. And as a result of his misfortune, the state of California passed a law to protect child actors. So when they go to work, before they sign that first contract, the studio or whoever employs them will require them to show proof of a Coogan account. Every bank in California offers them. And what happens with the Coogan, I believe, is that the child actor gets to keep 85% of what they earn. The parents have access, I believe, only to 15% until the child turns 18. Then he has complete control of it. But, yeah, that's a good step.
Absolutely.
Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
Look at Macaulay Culkin. Where would he be today if there weren't a Coogan law to protect him, all those Home Alone movies he made? His parents might have blown every dollar.
It's quite possible. Yeah. There's lots of drama with children.
Not that
and
a show
parents.
Business parent would ever do that, of course. But my kid's making $5 million a year. Yeah, oh, boy. Now, you know what? This is the time of year when people make resolutions. You know, one really good New Year's resolution, a smart one, is to be scam-free. How can we do that?
So you can take a deep breath. You can question everything that
that's
you get.
That's very healthy, isn't it? Questioning things.
Questioning everything is actually not a bad thing. And you don't have to do it out loud or in an opinionated manner. Mm-hmm. You can just basically ask yourself, is this private information that I really want to share with this company or with this other person?
Or on social media.
Very. That's what I was just going to say. That's the big one. Oh. Really trying to crack down on that this year and really push the importance of being careful with that, because it's just become viperish.
You know, another indicator, we've talked in the past about how to identify fake emails and fake websites that send you stuff and want you to click on the link. And once you do, you're doomed because they've got your information. One of the giveaways, too, is to take a real close look at where that email came from. Because in the real long URL that comes with those emails, you'll see some very interesting things. And you'll wonder sometimes, why is this thing to click on a free Apple computer coming from somebody whose email address reads partygirl.comeseeme.com? Like, huh? Would Apple do that? I don't think so.
No, Apple would not do that. None of the large companies are going to do that, nor will they offer those types of things through a company that's not reputable.
We learned as kids that if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. Why in the world would any reputable company say, hey, click on this or click that you like it, we'll send you a free computer? Why would they do that? Put yourself in their shoes.
Well, I feel like we grew up also learning from our parents, Social Security cards should be locked up in a lockbox or somewhere safe, not in your wallet, things like that. I didn't even know my Social Security number for a very long time growing up.
What is it?
No, just nice try.
Just between us.
Just because it was safer for me not. Mm-hmm. Because the kids nowadays, like my nephews, they've grown up around just giving their information out because information is everywhere and accessible. If you Google yourself, you will be amazed at how much they can find out about you just by Googling yourself.
Sure.
Marilyn Huffman, Prescott, Arizona. And all of a sudden it's like she has one sibling and this
and
many family members.
And even you didn't know half that stuff they have on you. Huh?
It's crazy.
You know, they call that ego surfing. When you look up your own name on Google.
I've never done it, but.
And you know, some of those background search companies will charge you like $10 to research one person. It might not be a bad idea to pay them the $10 and have them send you what they have on you, just to see what other people have access to. Because we always, you know, we've already known for years that sometimes the credit bureaus have incorrect information on us. That affects our ability to get credit. It might not hurt to know what stuff is making the rounds among people who deal in this stuff about you.
Exactly. And not only you, but your small business. So if you are a small business that can really be affected by one negative review that you don't know is out there. You know, maybe it was even a review that was actually against a competitor of yours that had a similar name. And how to approach and fight that, basically. How to ask that to be, you know, the UF can ask them to take that down. You have every right to do that. So these are things that I would say are important steps to take in 2019 that are very simple for you to do to protect yourself personally and your business.
You know, I've looked online for a lot of advice things on reviews of different products, especially tech stuff, which I don't understand real well. And there are several tech sites where the company itself will respond. If you post something on there, I bought this and it's a piece of garbage and blah, 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 you will, you might get on that webpage a reply from someone with that company who will say, please tell us what went wrong. Call us at this number and we'll take care of you. We'll fix it, we'll replace it, stuff like that. It pays to head that stuff off before it balloons. Because
Absolutely.
When you allow something like that to happen, you're going to get 1,000 people saying, yeah, it happened to me too. And it just gets out of hand.
It really does. It becomes a you-know-what contest.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I don't want
to say that snowball
it.
Rolls down the hill, becomes an avalanche, and it can suck up your whole company.
It's why BBB encourages any business that's listed with us that receives a Google a customer review through the Better Business Bureau website, we make that visible to the public, and we vet those. We make sure that they're coming from legitimate people. Yeah. We send it to the business to give them a chance to verify, and then we don't require, but we encourage them to respond. Why not show people publicly how you handle an issue?
That's a big deal right there. How can our listeners contact you if they need to?
They can give us a call, 928-772-3410, or they can visit us online at bbb.org.
And that is Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. Always great to hear from you. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Back with tomorrow's Q&A guests and a quick rundown of today's Oscar nominations on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heat and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles in the Prescott area at 772-2751. Gettles highly trained service techs keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointment and future regrets. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area, 772-2751.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Well, the Oscar nominations came out this morning. The nominees for Best Picture, there are eight of them. Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. Nominees for Best Actor, Christian Bale from Vice, Bradley Cooper, yay, from A Star is Born, Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. Lead actress, Best Actress nominees, Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close for The Wife, she was my pick a few months ago for Best Actress, Olivia Colman from The Favorite, Lady Gaga, yay, for A Star is Born, Melissa McCarthy, who was great in Can You Ever Forgive Me, Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali for Green Book, he won the Oscar for Best Supporting for Moonlight 2 years ago, Adam Driver, who was great in Black Klansman, Sam Elliott, A Star is Born, Sam's also the narrator of The Big Lebowski, which is the Tuesday night classic, tonight at the Harkins. You like that segue? And Richard E. Grant, Can You Ever Forgive Me? And Sam Rockwell, who plays George W. Bush in Vice. That completes the supporting actor nominees. Supporting actress Amy Adams, her seventh nomination for Vice. Marina de Tavira for Roma. Regina King of Beale Street Could Talk. Emma Stone for The Favorite. And Rachel Weisz for The Favorite. And the Oscars will be televised on ABC, I believe, on the 24th of February. Stay tuned for more from that. So on today's tomorrow's Q&A, who are we going to talk to tomorrow? We've got Ben Shapiro coming up next, Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4. On tomorrow's show, Carol White from Home Care Assistance and Ed Bushman from Yavapai College for their 50th anniversary. That is tomorrow on Q&A at 2 o'clock, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.